The next patient is Ralph Stepp, ESTEP. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of a CKD stage 3B, A1. The most likely explanation is that he has nephrosclerosis. He is obese, diabetic, hyperlipidemia, and has had coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, and has hyperuricemia, period. Interestingly, Mr. Stepp has been following the recommendations, and we noticed that the serum creatinine is trending down. It's 1.6. The estimated GFR went to 45.4. Technically, he's 3A. CKD 3A. And the protein creatinine ratio is normal. Number two. The patient has some iron deficiency. However, there is no evidence of anemia. The hematocrit is elevated at 55, and the hemoglobin is 17. Period. I don't think that there is a place for the administration of iron. Number three, he has history of hyperlipidemia. That has been under control, following number diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.7. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading today 106 over 67. Following number osteoarthritis that is most likely associated to the heavy weight. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis. I think that he is very much interested in continuing improving his health, and we have to commend him for that attitude. We are going to reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in the interpretation of the lab and comparing with the prior numbers in the face-to-face 18 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.